RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
Time for another Perigo's Perspective Thursday morning on RCR. Lindsay, you've had a week to settle down, or maybe you haven't after last week. And okay, so how are you feeling this week?
Higher still and higher, as Shelley might have said. It just keeps getting better. These new appointments, the cabinet, Musk, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, overseeing government efficiency. That'll be...
Is that a cabinet position, Lindsay, or is that a czar position? Is it
It's a czar position, yeah.
Right, okay.
Rather like the border czar, I think, Tom Homan, which is a brilliant appointment as well. Rubio, Secretary of State, excellent. Stefanik, a woman by the misogynist, to the United Nations. Let's hope she takes us all out of the United Nations. John Ratcliffe, CIA. Stephen Miller, Deputy Chief of Staff to Susie Wiles, another woman, appointment by the misogynist. But most stunning of all, Pete Hegseth, Secretary of Defense. If you're familiar with him from Fox News, you'll know why I'm so excited. This guy will, as Christopher Luxon would like to say, get things done.
Back on track, Lindsay.
Back on track. We have our country back.
Yeah. I don't think I've heard you sounding this happy in the whole time we have been chatting, which is nearly 2 years. We're coming up 2 years soon. No, you got a spring. You got a energy in your voice, Lindsay.
Liberty is back.
All right. Get on with it then.
Thank you. Treats in store. And indeed, it's a triggering time for devotees of the religion of woke. The Archbishop of Canterbury has resigned. Now, he's supposed to be a Christian, but he really is a wokeian. Christians believe virgins can have babies. Wokeians believe men can have babies. I'm not sure which is the sillier fantasy, but I hope, as an atheist, the Anglican Church will replace Justin Welby with a real Christian, so that we may at least know who's who and what's what in the world again. Who knows, the woke Pope might then revert to Catholicism. 2 weeks ago, I concluded my perspective with these words. The Orange Event at Madison Square Garden bespoke a phenomenon too big to be denied by cheating or by the Marxist media maggotry, such as Stuffed, who will never be convicted of the crime of journalism. To put it in Randian terms, America may be about to be saved in the nick of time by its sense of life. But make no mistake, this is it. This is the showdown between the likes of Soros, Komi Lala, Jacinda Jackboot, and all who belong to their sundry death cults, between them and Western civilization, one way or the other, for better or for the very worst possible. History is about to be made. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the showdown is Western civilization. History was made. Very much for the better. And it looks as though the dirty Dems didn't even try to cheat this time, making it embarrassingly obvious that they did cheat last time. 15 million supposed Biden voters seem to have evaporated. As one poster on X noted, quote, 2004, Kerry, 59 million. 2008, Obama, 69.5 million. 2012, Obama, 65.9 million. 2016, Clinton, 69.5 million. 2020, Biden, 81.3 million. 2024, Harris, 66.4 million. Somebody needs to go to jail for this. Unquote. As Dinesh D'Souza posted, does anyone really believe Biden got 80 million in 2020? Where did those 20 million Democrat voters go? The truth is, they never existed. I think we can put the lie about Biden's 80 million votes to rest once and for all. I hope someone does go to jail for this, and some woke snowflakes go to therapy. As noted by GB News' Neil Oliver, they really should be in padded cells.
I'll be honest, I do enjoy watching a good old-fashioned temper tantrum. Donald Trump won the election.
Thank you very much. Wow.
Kamala Harris lost the election. And the resultant hysterics and bedwetting are a joy to behold. I mean, the response from those afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome is priceless. Have a look at these people. Why, first of all, does anyone in their right mind record themselves having a hysterical fit and then post it for general consumption?
They're not in their right minds, of course. They don't even have minds to be in. And it's rather scary to think they have the vote, which does explain the scary grotesqueries they vote in, such as occasional Cortex, who had a somewhat quieter meltdown of her own.
Let's say peers in history of mass movements of people that mobilized to protect one another in times of fascism and authoritarianism. And this is the era that we are poised to enter.
At least this time she didn't call it fascism. Occasional Cortex, sweetheart, the only fascists in view are you and your fellow wokesters, relentless in your attempts to outlaw free speech and destroy anyone who disagrees with you. You, Occasional Cortex, are what Beijing Biden called Trump supporters. Garbage. How delightful that the garbage has been taken out. Mark Levin captured the glorious, seismic, cosmic enormity of it.
I want to thank you, the American people, the people in this audience, for standing up and saving your country on Tuesday. You saved the Supreme Court. You saved the Electoral College. You saved us from another 20 million illegal aliens and chain migration, another 150 million people coming into this country. You've saved our economy. You've saved our cops, our police force. You've saved our military. You saved the American Constitution and Declaration of Independence. People seem to forget what was on the line here. Everything was on the line here. We dodged a bullet. President Trump literally dodged a bullet, and we dodged a bullet on Tuesday. The extent of Donald Trump's historic nature, iconic nature, really isn't understood because we're too close to it. They'll understand it 50 or 100 years from now. He's not a typical politician. He speaks like a regular person, which is why they hate him. He tells you his feelings. He's utterly and completely transparent, in many ways to a fault. But that's who he is. And we, the American people, it turns out we love this man. We want him back in the Oval Office. We want him to lead the country. We have rejected completely, utterly, undeniably, the Democrat Party, the Marxist, jihadist agenda. We have rejected it. We want nothing to do with it. We love this country. They do not. We do not want the fundamental transformation of America. We want America back. And you did this. All the talking on the world, all the TV in the world, all the radio in the world couldn't have changed this but for you. And you came out en masse from all corners of the country, every single background, every single race, ethnicity, and religion, whether President Trump won them outright or won a significant number, it didn't matter. He had a landslide, a modern-day landslide, over 300 Electoral College votes. He won the popular election. You, we, he, we beat the media, we beat academia, we beat Hollywood and entertainment, we beat the DC special interest groups, we beat the corporatist oligarchs, the oligarchs.
put up $1.2 billion to defeat him. They lost.
The host of Life, Liberty and Levin went on to warn that the enemies of life, liberty and the pursuit of happiness will not take their defeat in a fetal position. Ever vicious, they are now even more angry. They, who never heard of a fetus they don't want to abort, will try to kill the second Trump presidency before it is even born. Probably they will try to kill Trump himself yet again. Some of them are apparently going to migrate to New Zealand. Here, permit me my own snowflake meltdown. No! In the New Zealand Parliament, when Orange Man Badass's triumph came up in question time, there was a quintessential snowflake moment from a couple of half-wit members of the Shoplifters Party. See if you can spot them.
Given President-elect Trump's position on foreign policy and human rights, will he commit to not joining AUKUS? And if not, why not?
The reality is that AUKUS is a work in progress with respect to Pillar 2, and that member's party was part and parcel of that arrangement, begun with a commission paper in September of 2021 under the then Labor government, a report in October 2021 on which we have worked in the same way ever since with no changes at all, so much so that the former Defence Minister Andrew Little says that we have got it about right. What's that? What's that?
No, it's no response.
Adios, amigos.
Question.
What was that? What did he say?
Sorry, I didn't hear what he said.
Do you want to keep order? Point
of order.
Point of order. Just hang on. Points of order heard in silence.
This is not the first time that I am subjected to this kind of pretty overt type of behaviour, and I take personal offence to what has just occurred. And note that it is incredibly unstatements like from the Deputy Prime Minister, the Acting Prime Minister.
Speaking to the point of
cannot
order,
have these
on,
members.
Wait on. We'll just keep everything quiet. Everyone hears points of order in silence.
We cannot have these members so sensitive. All I said was in Spanish. All I said in Spanish was, "Goodbye, my friend." But he's offended by that. Now, for goodness sake, we have a very diverse parliament.
What, Mr. Speaker?
When the House goes quiet, and let me assure people that although it's been 12 months that I've been in the chair nearly, and no one's been asked to leave the House, it's very close. Do not make it interjections or other reactions to points of order. Steve Abel.
In the context of the election result in the United States, which was heavily predicated on extreme actions against the Mexican people on the southern border of the United States, I think the comment by the Deputy Prime Minister is particularly pernicious.
Nothing of the sort was intended, nor as the member would have found out if he had studied very closely the closing polls in the United States, did the Latino vote change, and rather it went the other way, it went towards Trump.
Oh, so Menendez Marx was offended by adios amigos. Steve Unabel thought it particularly pernicious because it insulted illegal border crosses. One can only invoke the words of the rather unwoke Stephen Fry. So you're offended? So effing what? One of the most touching moments on election night was the moment Charlie Kirk realised Trump had won. Look that up on YouTube, the moment Charlie Kirk realised Trump won. Charlie is the stalwart who's done most to deliver the youth vote to Orange Man Badass. When Pennsylvania was called, meaning Trump had won, Charlie dissolved. Here's the audio. Use your imagination.
This is such a huge boon for Wisconsin.
Breaking news. Florida just counted their votes again for fun.
They did it three times. They've already done it three times.
Tyler, Tyler, who is the last Republican to hold that seat?
Oh, gosh. Brett probably.
Guys, tell me, they just called it. They just called it for Pennsylvania, Charlie. It is
Fox
been called.
Just called.
Just reporting it. Let's go, baby.
Charlie, what
Trump
is the number?
The White House.
What is the number
is that it?
On that bar?
Is that it? Are they going to actually count the votes in Arizona now because they've given up?
Fox News decides Donald Trump is president of the United States. We've got our republic back, folks.
This is Let's go. Everyone stand up. Let's go. We're not going back. We're not going back.
Fox called it right there.
Holy cow,
God
baby.
Bless America.
You gotta believe it.
They call Pennsylvania.
That's it. Put us over the top.
Is the president going to speak now?
I who's saying that Fox called it? I'm sure they did, but
we're seeing Fox call it live.
Everyone's
Charlie,
saying it.
Let me give you credit from right here in Pennsylvania. You were the guy. You and Tyler convinced me. You said, Cliff, stop door knocking across the country. Go back to your home state. Own Pennsylvania. That will be the deciding factor. I thought you guys were nuts. We knocked 500,000 doors. We delivered Pennsylvania. And now we've got our country back. Let's do this, baby. Woo! Come on.
Let's go.
There it is.
Clean up, clean up, all clean right. up.
The Let's run go. On.
Huge win. Oh my gosh. This almost seems a little surreal.
Everybody should remember this moment. Look, I'm gonna echo Charlie from earlier. Remember where you were when this happened. Remember where you were when you realized that the Uniparty and all of these, you know, just the establishment, they did not expect this. And Charlie, you should have emotion. This is a moment. You totally reformed the GOP. You totally said, listen, we can't forfeit the mail-in ballot. You said it's time to actually participate. And look what you guys have done.
Now, I didn't fully explain my own decisive role in Orange Man Badass's victory when talking to Paul on the fly last week. I had donned my Mario T-shirt, which says you either love Mario Lanza or you're wrong. Mario, you see, was the Donald Trump of opera, a bit rough around the edges, unpolished, sometimes outrageously over the top, often passionate as hell, loathed by the anal retentive establishment, and utterly brilliant. He hailed from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of Italian immigrant parents, legal immigrants. I said, my donning the T-shirt for the occasion swung Pennsylvania to orange. A fantasy, of course, but not one of those silly ones. And I have no doubt for whom unwoke Mario would have cast his vote.
This land is much more than just earth to me. All my destiny is in this land. This land is the place where my fathers trod. It was touched by God. The trees I have grown and the dreams I've sown rest in the breast of this land. This land where I live is the land I will give to the
this land.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.